Hare Krishna. Don't reject the territory because it is not found in the map. Suppose we were going to meet a friend, and we're going to the friend's place using a map, say a physical map, or we're using Google Map, and we found the map very reliable. Say the guidance we got from Google Maps, okay, turn left, turn right, go straight, and each time the guidance was guiding us right, our faith in Google Map increased. And suppose we started referring to that map more and more, and finally when we reach our destination, we come to our friend's home and we knock on the door, and when the friend opens the door, they welcome, and we look at the map. He says, I don't find you in this map, therefore you don't exist. Now the friend will say, are you a fool? Your intelligence doesn't exist. The map is showing us, the map is not the territory. The map never shows the complete territory. The map is a physical model or a physical replica which shows the physical landmarks in the territory. That's why people are not shown in the map. And if we develop so much faith in the map that we reject people who are existing in real life just because they are not found in the map, then our faith is utterly misplaced. We have extrapolated our faith beyond its valid jurisdiction. So something similar happens with materialistic people, especially materialistic scientists, and not just scientists. These are people who are propagators of a particular doctrine which is called a scientism. Scientism holds that science has a monopoly on knowledge, that whatever is not revealed through science does not exist. And such propagators of scientism, they talk about and they are delight in, they are proud of the power of science. And they say, whatever we look around, you know, with the power of science, we can explain how we move around the surface of the earth, how the airplane moves, how the planets in the sky move, how the comets move, how the fundamental particles move. So science can explain so many things. And yes, science has the explanatory power. And because of this explanatory power, they develop not just confidence in science, but overconfidence in science. And thus, when they start studying the innermost reaches of the human psyche, and then they probe deep inside the brain, and then they find that in the brain, there is no one place where is the agent of consciousness. That means, in different parts of the brain, there are, say, some part of the brain is correlated with the function of the eye, some parts of the brain are correlated with the ears, with the hands, with the stomach. There are different parts of the brain which correlate with different bodily functions. But there is no part of the brain which correlates with the sense of I-ness. That means, there is no part of the brain which when correlated, makes the person feel, oh, now I am raising my hand, now I am speaking. So that I is not present in the brain. Dr. Wilder Penfield, he did research in neurosurgery. He was pioneer, Nobel laureate neurosurgeon. And he, after 4 decades of research, he said the source of consciousness is extracerebral. That the source of consciousness does not exist in the brain. And that is a valid conclusion. But unfortunately, many propagators of scientism, they instead, because they cannot find the self, the source of consciousness, within the material, mechanistic map that is laid out by science, they conclude that there is no I at all. They conclude that there is no person existing because that person is not found within the map of science. And in that way, they reject the I. The Bhagavad Gita talks about such rejection of the self as demoniac. Etam drishtim avashtabhya nashtatmano alpabuddhaya prabhamanti ugra karmana kshayaya jagato hitaha. Etam drishtim, having accepted such a vision, that vision is, this is 16.9, 16.8, Krishna says that the vision is a vision of utter materialism and godlessness. Nashtatmano alpa buddhaya. They reject their very soul. And prabhavanti yoga karmana. And then they end up doing gross materialistic activities, which are unbeneficial for the whole world. So this rejection of the self, which is not based on science, it is based on scientism. And it is not that science has disproved the soul, as some people try to claim. It is just that the soul is beyond the scope of science. And to say that science can disprove the soul, or to reject the soul based on science, is like rejecting a person because that person is not found in the map. And this indicates misleading overconfidence in the scope of the map, and an utter lack of understanding of what the map is meant to do. Similarly, when people misunderstand or fail to understand the scope of science and don't understand its purpose, then they make such misleading extrapolations. But when we turn towards the Bhagavad Gita and understand its philosophy systematically, we can infer the existence of the soul as the source of consciousness, and by practicing yoga, we can actually realize ourselves to be the soul. Thank you. Rek.